This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Mattress buying made easy with lowest prices and comfort guarantee. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS10.
Liquid Web, our premier hosting provider. Save 55% off hosting for 3 months with code FIGHT55.
Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from farms and ranches around the world. Use code MMA15 for $15 off your first box.
NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Get 58% off the one-year plan with code STRONG1.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 490.
490!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Grew with MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walking line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Nothing.
With your keeping fancy drink over there.
Keeping it classy with a little red wine, a little Malbec.
Who?
Nice and dry. Malbec. It's a very dry red wine.
Okay.
I like my wine like I like my women. Dry. Earthy and dry.
It's a boss. Why would you want anything else? Ridden hard and put away wet.
What? Yeah. That's
something
it.
Like that. Mm-hmm. It's very bright up in this mother. How do you like this change in weather?
Hate it. I think that's messing with my mood today. I was telling you before we started show that I was feeling like I feel blah today. I think it's the weather. It's just the rain and the storminess and the cold. It happened so abruptly. It was so nice over the weekend. And
yeah,
then
it can't go from 90 to fucking 60. I think Colorado, dude, but I want to say, I don't know, some weird state. I don't know. Someone did 100 to snow advisory today.
Oh, I think California.
That wouldn't surprise me. They're melting traffic cones, by the way.
Yeah, it's so hot.
So fucking hot.
Well, we were just regarding the weather, I was talking to – who was I talking to? Oh, a friend of mine about saying that – I think maybe Joe Rogan brings this up a lot too. Like, they used to live in California. They're like, you should enjoy the bad weather, because when I lived in California, it was like, you know, nice all the time, and I started to hate it. I'm like, what? I don't know about that.
It could be possible. I mean, I like seasons. I mean, winter does not, as I say it all the time, like, winter does not bother me. I enjoy winter.
Yeah, I would like it if winter stayed on 25 and above, not minus 50, you know?
Oh, I think you got to get checked every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like a minus 50 here or there where cars don't start. A blizzard every once in a you now and again.
Try to light up the car and it's like.
Yeah, just. It's like, fuck you, man.
Yeah, too cold.
I'm not going to run today. Yep. You're going to have to take the bus or some other means of transportation.
Yes.
You get an Uber. Depends what state.
Get out there on my bike. Pedal away.
Yeah, I don't think you're going very far in the winter. Unless you have one of them fancy mountain bikes and them big fat-ass tires, you might be able to plow through that shit. But still,
or a motorcycle.
Rough ride. Yeah.
Probably be freezing cold on a motorcycle.
So you're talking a little UFC, one fight over the weekend, the Overeem and Sakai, if I pronounce that right. I don't know. It just seems like a very slow fight. And I think the big difference is just Overeem got takedowns and he had some fucking vicious ground and pound. And possibly could have been stopped in the fourth and then got stopped in the fifth. But
yeah.
You know, after he wins the fight, he's like open to fighting John Jones. Like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? Well, they were teammates.
Well, he wants to make some money, I'm assuming. So, makes sense to me.
Yeah, I don't get it. I hear crickets for some reason.
Crickets?
Yeah. It was weird. I heard. Maybe it's just me.
I don't hear anything.
I hear crickets.
Okay.
They're not in my house. They're in my head. The voices in my head. It's so hot in here.
Oh wow. What did you do while you were off screen a minute ago?
What do you mean?
Did you mainline some crack?
Yeah, I'm fucking shooting up heroin.
Yes.
Hanging out with the crickets. I bought cricket traps for outside.
Did you?
Well, fuck those guys. They hang right outside my window, right by where my computer is, and fucking terrorize me all day.
What does a cricket trap look like?
Oh, it's just like a little cardboard box with a sticky strip on it. I think it's for indoor use. When I'm put outside and see how many of these fuckers I can catch. Because I used to make little traps where you fill, like, cut a solo cup in half and you fill it with water and I think molasses. And then they climb up and in and then end up drowning.
Sounds like a hell of a way to go.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Like, oh, it smells so sweet. Let me climb in that fucker. And then, so sorry. And I bought like a big ass fly trap for outside because I have all these stupid rose bushes that the fucking flies are all over. And I think that's part of the problem when I'm trying to sit outside and enjoy a movie outside in the park or my backyard.
Okay. You need like one of those vacuum cleaners to just suck everything up.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I got a shop vac. I should put that cunt out there and see how many of those flies I can vacuum up. That probably work really well. I'm going to do that. Like, get everybody. Kill them all, Ingo. Mm-hmm.
No mercy.
Damn right. Cobra Kai, do or die. Mm-hmm. I think they just said they're doing season 3, right?
Yeah, it just released on Netflix a couple weeks ago. So all the people who are not in the know, a.k.a. us, we were in the know. I was not in the know, but you were. Saw it on YouTube. It was totally
The first season. I saw first.
I saw both all in a row. Second season was a little more dark, I think, than the first.
Still good, right? Swearing, flashbacks, different perspectives, mm-hmm. all that good shit.
Yes.
It's worth a watch, right?
Correct. I agree.
So what else is happening?
Ricardo Lamas, UFC title challenger multiple time, also WEC veteran, officially retires over the weekend. Says he's 38 years old. It's done. Time to hang up the gloves. He's a Chicago native. He was also once supposed to be on our show, but he never actually made it.
We had technical difficulties, so I had to talk to him for like a half hour, just stalling him. Sorry, man. We're fucking this up at an exponential rate.
Yes, he was
very
patient.
Awkward, sir.
And kind.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know. It didn't seem like, one, he was that old, and two, he was at retirement age. I don't know. Seems weird.
38.
Yeah. I mean, especially in the lower weight classes, that's fucking, you might as well be 50, you know?
Yeah.
Because heavyweight, that's the norm.
38? Yeah. You're just hitting your prime.
Yeah. And then I was looking at the cards coming up this weekend. There is a shit ton of combat sports happening this weekend. It's off the fucking chart. So we start with the UFC. It's weird because Glover Teixeira was supposed to fight Thiago Santos this weekend, and then Glover tests positive for COVID. So, which is weird because originally I thought, oh, this is a fucking conspiracy, right? So they're going to make this event and then feed Teixeira to the wolves and Santos. But then I guess they said they're just going to push it from October 3rd to September 12th. So actually, it's not even this – or sorry, strike that. Yes, to October 3rd from the 12th. I had it right, and I readjusted, and it all works out.
Okay.
Nothing to see here. These are not droids. It'll all work out. And so now the new main event that you're super excited for is Michelle Waterson versus Angela Hill. And who else? The other semi-interesting fight, Roxanne Modafferi versus Andrea Lee, who's super hot. And the other notable person on there, fucking Ed Herman.
Whoa, coming back from the dead.
Yeah, I thought he was dead, actually.
These guys. Not dead, just retired.
He's been in the UFC for 14 years now.
It's a long time.
Holy shit. So that's UFC on Saturday. Friday night, you have Bellator 245. So you have Lyoto Machida versus Phil Davis 2. And Machida lost to Davis the first time they fought in 2013 by unanimous decision.
That was in the UFC.
Yeah. It's weird. And you have like rejects. Well, they're not rejects. They're still legit. But You have Kat Zingano also fighting, and you have Raymond Daniels also fighting. That's nice. Friday night. Saturday night, Bellator 246. They're going head-to-head. They don't give a fuck. Everybody's getting out of control. So the main event is Juan Archuleta versus Patchy Mix. Quality names. And then you have John Fitch versus Neiman Gracie, which I'm excited to see, actually. That one I want to watch because it's always grappler versus fucking jiu-jitsu guy. Who's going to win? Mm-hmm. I like Gracie. And then you have Liz Carmouche in action.
Okay.
Then, last one, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship this weekend.
Oh, geez.
Let me pull up the card. Because it's actually it's a work in progress. Things are moving. It's in motion. Let's see what we have here. Jesus, come on, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. I'm trying to pull up your website. I'm getting fisted by the Bare Knuckle. Oh, Jesus Christ. They just fist-fucked my face. Hey, remember that movie with David Spade, whatever that shitty one was?
He's made a bunch of shitty ones.
Well, that one I was just showing you.
Yes.
They were talking about face fucking. And they in that movie, they said, oh, face fucking is when you're fucking someone and you're imagining someone else's face. I'm like, is that what you think of when you think of face fucking?
It is not.
Okay. Then we're on the same page because that's not what I thought of. I'm like,
is that Kendall Grove I'm seeing?
Yeah. So originally, this was supposed to be Thiago Alves versus Phil Baroni, but Phil Baroni magically is not on the card. He withdrew, and nobody is saying why or what's going on. So now you have Thiago Alves versus Julian Lane.
Wow.
Johnny Lemmy Bang Bro guy. Because he's taking it on like fucking 10 days short notice. And you have Hector Lombard versus Kendall Grove.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's okay. Fucking crazy, man. And I forgot where you... I think you watched this on their app. And I think it's either $8 or $9.99 one-time fee to get the app. And then it's like $4 a month. So basically it's like a $12 card to watch the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. I don't know what to make of this, but I'm curious.
Are you gonna watch it?
I might. I kind of want to see Hector and fucking Grove go at it. And I was more interested to see Alves versus Baroni. I don't like Julian Lane stepping in on 10 days notice to get knocked out potentially.
Mm-hmm. Let me bang, bro.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough life. You'll never live that shit down, will he?
No.
Yeah, I don't know what else. All right, what else is happening?
Well, the rumor around the campfire is that Nick Diaz is targeting a return in early 2021. Ariel Helwani put out a tweet and a video, which I'll try to share here. Hold on a second. This is Nick Diaz. And... can you see that?
Yep.
Okay. He's weighing in at 175 or 165 pound range. This is per his manager. He just completed a 14-week diet and training regimen. It's the first time he cut weight in approximately 4 years. He wanted to do a test cut because he wanted to see if he can make weight because he's keeping a close eye to the welterweight fights that are coming up. And he's 100% planning on fighting again in early 2021. Now, the last time we saw Diaz was January 2015.
Anderson Silva.
When he lost to Anderson Silva at UFC 183, which was overturned to a no contest, right? Because I think both guys failed some kind of drug test. Diaz for weed and, I don't know, Silva for something else.
Steroids.
Steroids, yeah. So, what do you think about this? We were just talking about this a couple shows ago, or last show. Does this excite you at all? Are you excited?
Well, I find it curious, and I know I think people were joking around saying that, one, it takes a pandemic to bring Nick Diaz back, but I think it also takes a lot of clubs being closed, right? So the guy's probably bored as fuck, and money might be running out, because I'm sure – I think he's still – him and Nate are living together, but – you know, Nate hasn't fought in a minute, so Am I excited? Fuck yeah. I want to bring up odds on the fight because there's some interesting names that I wasn't necessarily thinking about. Oh my God, why won't this open? Hang on. It's like processing my link.
Thanks.
So here we go. This is
sports betting. Here we
block.
Go.
Block. sportsbetting.ag. So they have odds on who he should fight next. You can see the options for him. So I really, my the three names that came to mind are the top three. It's Jorge Masvidal, Robbie Lawler, Conor McGregor. They have Carlos Condit, Mike Perry, Darren Till, and Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva being at plus 900, and you start with Jorge Masvidal at plus 300. So if I want Nick to fight anybody, and I don't give a fuck about fans in attendance, I'm saying have him fucking fight Conor McGregor.
Yeah, for sure.
That's my
Avenge
choice.
Avenge his brother.
Yeah. Like, that is sellable. And fucking do whatever you need to do to market that shit. That fight mm-hmm. sells itself. You don't even have to fucking market that. But
yes.
That's a fight I'd want to see. At some point, I'd like to see the Robbie Lawler, but that's like a guilty pleasure fight. I don't know if that sells tickets, you know? And then Jorge Masvidal, I think, is the third choice. All that other shit's played out. You know, is he going to win? Who knows, right? Who knows? I mean, that guy's never out of shape, but that's a long fucking time to not be in a legit fight. Yes.
Almost six.
Yeah. And then how do you handle fighting not in front of the crowd? I mean, that's still a big deal because some of these guys can do it and some can't. It's like, and it's the same thing, fighting in front of a crowd where you hear about these guys that are great in the gym and then they get into the fucking octagon and they mm-hmm. suck dicks. And there's nothing wrong with sucking dicks, but they just can't put it all together on fight night.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you? Where are you at with who we should fight next? Or as it comes back?
I mean, Conor McGregor, you made a really good point. It makes the most sense to me, obviously, because that's those guys are coming off layoffs. There's history there. There's a story. Outside of that, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing him fight Anderson Silva again just for funsies. I feel like that'd be a great warm-up fight for him. You know,
only if Anderson lays down this time,
if they have a gentleman agreement to start on their backs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So starts twerking back at him. See, Anderson will go antics up on that one for sure. Yeah. Be off the charts.
Yeah. The other guys I think are too much too soon for him as a first fight. You can't fight Masvidal. I think that's too much. It's going to – I don't know. I don't want to see that. And Masvidal probably wouldn't even take that fight, so.
Yeah, I mean, Masvidal would tear him up. Like, he tore his brother up. And Nate, at least, will, when you think about people that fight, like, a Diaz, you leg kick the shit out of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nate at least somewhat checks the kicks. Nick does not at all. No. He's just going to fucking eat them. And they're tough as fuck, so, you know, what are you going to do? Did you see Paige VanZant thinks she has the COVID?
Yeah, that was going to be my last story, yeah, for sure.
Her husband has it, and I forgot what his name is, something Vander...
Austin Vanderford.
Yeah, there you go. And his Bellator fight got canceled. So now she was supposed to fight in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship in November. So this is why I kind of think there's a conspiracy going on, because it's all these people that shouldn't have some of these fights, Glover Teixeira, Paige VanZant, and then they just claim COVID and their fight gets canceled and something else happens. But I don't know. I looked at her Instagram. Imagine that, me looking at Paige VanZant's Instagram.
Never.
Hard to believe. I don't know. She doesn't look like she has the COVID to me.
Totally looks like the COVID.
I think this is a few days.
I think her boobies have the COVID.
It's 4 weeks ago, but
hey. Definitely never touched them ever.
It's meaty. That's all I'm going to say. And there's nothing wrong with that. Moving right along. What else is happening?
Well, that was my last story I had for you, sir. Stole my thunder, but that's okay. I'm sure you will save us.
Oh, yeah.
From ourselves. So,
EA UFC 4 had some controversy, I guess. I'm going to pull this thread up on Reddit. Show you a little gameplay Hopefully, I got to make sure that the volume's turned off here.
Are we going to get sued for this?
Oh, probably. Hang on. Shit. That was way loud. So I'm not going to go full screen, but I think we'll be all right. So apparently, you know how typically they do the in-game advertising, right? So you, in the middle of the octagon, it says the boys Prime Video. But once it starts playing, they put that fucking shit up over the screen. So now you're actually getting the ads to go over the game like that. That is legitimately happening during the game.
So I wonder if is this I bet you this is a new advertising platform where they're injecting this in real time as you play.
Well, I mean, they did it in the past, right? They've always put it in the octagon. I'm fine with, yeah, you can put it in the octagon, put it on the sides, but mm-hmm. once you start overlaying it, you can't make it as real as the UFC. Like, you did that during the fucking pay-per-view the other night, remember? Yeah. Oh, yep. Let's just fucking put the fucking movie trailer over the fight, like, in the corner.
Yep.
But apparently there was enough backlash that they had to step back on said shit.
Yeah, it's very distracting. Apologize. Nobody yeah. wants that.
No, but, nope. you know, I think this is probably typical EA, right? Like, how else can we make money in a game? Let's fucking put ads in.
Sell our souls.
They do it during the broadcast. Why can't we do it during the game?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work like that. People won't buy that shit.
I think people are buying that game still. Very, very popular.
Oh, I just lost you for a second.
You lost me? I'm still here. Hello, Matt.
Hi. You're still hi. There.
Let's put a little... like we're in prison. Like...
Yeah. We might as well be.
Yeah. I was just telling my girlfriend that it was weird. Like, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. And I kind of like the format of doing the show. It's easier for me. I don't have to travel. And mm-hmm. it's easier for you, like the editing stuff. But it's weird not seeing you for like months on end. It's very yeah. strange. And then I feel like we're never going back to any. Now that we have been, this is like so much easier on all fronts. I can come right 100%. From work and
yeah.
grab a quick bite to eat, come downstairs, do my thing. But then it's like, is this the new normal? Is this where all of us are going to be doing? We're never going to see each other ever. Is that the plan?
Well, I think that's what the world is trying to impose on us. Is that going to be reality forever? No, it's just reality for now. And I think that's where I get caught up as like, I can't keep looking at the future going, I can't ask the question of how long is this going to last? Because then I get fucking depressed. I'm just taking a day at a time. I'm not going to look at when does this end? I'm just going to look at what can I do today? And how do I make myself better? Beat my body into the ground.
Yeah.
That's why I'm fucking exhausted. So it'll all work out. So
yes.
I saw ESPN Ringside tweeted this out. They're saying four fighters landed on the Forbes list of world's highest paid celebrities for 2020. Oh, Tyson I had no Fury. Idea. Yeah. So they have Tyson Fury at number 34 with 57 million. And then we have Conor McGregor was 53 at 48 million. I feel like something's wrong there. He's 34. Now I just fucked everything up. Hang on. Deontay Wilder, number 59 at 46.5 million. And then Canelo Alvarez. He's number 91 at 37 million. That's funny because I think he just had one fight, right? I thought he was making 36 million a fight. Mm-hmm. And then they're trying to knock him down because, fucking COVID. No one's buying streaming. And, you know, can you take a fight for 2 million? No, my contract's 36 million a fight, bitch.
Yeah.
Well, what happened? But I think that was kind of weird because it's what, you know, three boxers and one McGregor. And how do they even know what McGregor made? He didn't even fight, did he? Did he have a fight this year?
No.
When did he fight Cowboy? Was that 2020?
I can't even remember. Was it?
It might have been.
January or something.
Might
have
been.
Yeah. But that's, I can't be for that fight alone. It's probably all the marketing money and everything else that he's got going on.
Sponsorships and, yep. Whatever is proper 12 whiskeys.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. All right. Let's see. I hate maximizing, minimizing
just eats up time when I'm trying to look at stuff. The UFC 254 card. I don't know if this is 100% official, but Khabib tweeted this one out. It looks fucking pretty legit. So you're looking at, you have Khabib versus Gaethje, Ferguson versus Poirier, Zabit versus Rodriguez, Whitaker versus Cannonier, and good luck, Mac versus Dos Anjos. And he says, I can't see it because your picture's over the fucking tweet now, so I got to go back. Two champions, four former champions, four title challengers. How do you like this card? Full of killers. Best card of the year. On paper, that's pretty fucking good.
Solid card.
You know, trying to, we got to get together in person. We got to get the group back together. We got to get the band back together, man.
Yeah. I don't know what weekend that is. My guess is I'll probably have my children, so you might have to come here.
You'll be all right. They'll be all right. Either way, we'll make it happen. Looking around. Let's see what else is happening. USC 290. Yeah, let's do Tweet of the Week. It's kind of a weird one. It's not. It's Darren Rovell. He's kind of a troll, but it's okay. Tweets this out. He says, an ad in USA Today from 22 years ago, recapping day McGuire hit number 62. Look at this. Performance, biomedical laboratories, baseball's secret to hitting 62 homers, and Drosten Dion. Get it while it's still available. That's like all that shit. What was the other stuff? Hot stuff? Jacked.
Mm-hmm. Remember you were taking that Jack for a while? You're like, I don't know what the problem. Like, there's fucking...
I'm an art politician.
Even that is a cocaine. It's very bad.
You can't take the full dose. I was taking, I think, a third dose. And I was ready to fucking run through a brick wall like a goddamn Kool-Aid man.
Yes.
I don't give a shit. I'm going to fuck somebody up today. Or not.
Or have a heart attack.
Yeah. Let's find the biggest guy to trade with. That guy. We want him in our group. And those other three guys, we want, it's a 5-1 drill. That was the best.
Yeah.
Five people are going to hold you down, and you're going to have to fucking fight your way out.
You're trying to get me killed every fucking time.
Well, I want it to be as real and as scary as possible. So if that ever happens, you know what that feels like. Because yes. That felt as close to a real fight as you were going to get in those training sessions in Krav Maga land with a crazy instructor who's trying to fuck you up every time. All right, let's do some ass and nuts. Is it a UFC's champion's job to be entertaining?
Yes. I think that's part of the package. I think you need to have a relationship with your fan base, whatever that is.
Yeah, you need to understand what that relationship is. You can't just fight like a bitch and then wonder why the UFC doesn't even want you as a champion. Like, Gaethje got it. He said, and he's trying to find that balance always of how do I be exciting but also win a belt, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's found that balance. It's there.
Yes, I agree.
But it's a tough line to walk because you can't – can you just be like a Chris Lytle, be just Johnny Entertainment every time you fight? It's weird that all our references are from like 2010. It's
not the heyday of MMA.
But yes. There's some glorious bastards from back in the day.
There are.
Should be in the Hall of Fame. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Chris there you Lyle. Go.
I love it.
What a funny question. How do you decide whether or not a fighter is Hall of Fame worthy? As we just talked about.
I think he has to be polarizing and he has to be in memorable fights. Those are the two things.
Does he have to hold a title at one point in his career?
No.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, I think you're right. It's the polarizing aspect. It's like, who's really dictating, you know, you could argue Ronda Rousey for sure. She always polarized. Like, you want to see her lose.
Yes.
Like, if a little crybaby, like, I lost and I'm going to take my ball and go home. Or who else? Like a GSP. Not the most entertaining, but fucking dominant. Would you put Khabib in that category?
I mean, Hall of Fame?
He's undefeated.
I mean, I guess, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't. How would I say this? Like, I wouldn't look for him. I wouldn't be like, oh, how come Khabib's not in there? That's not. He's not one of those fighters. If he's in, he's in. I don't think he shouldn't be in. I'm just saying, like, I'm not gonna be like, what the fuck? Well, that guy needs to be in. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not. He's not a fighter. My Hall of Fame is guys I want to watch fight, right?
Yes.
So it's your, it's, well, Gaethje is my guy now, but it was like a Mark Hunt who's going to murder a fool. Mm-hmm. It's guys that are like Cowboy, guys that are going to give you good fights every fucking time, mm-hmm. right? I think that's yep. kind of where you're at with that, or where I'm at with that. Here's another one. It's kind of weird. Never hear another woo at an event again. But you have to listen to Face the Pain once every day for the rest of your life. Deal or no deal?
Deal.
Fuck yeah. 100%.
Alarm clock, baby.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Actually, right before I get down and get busy in the bedroom. That sucks.
I get fucking jacked up when I hear that song. To this day, yeah. I want to kill people.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. They should never go away from that song. Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Mm-hmm. Says today, I want to ask you guys, would you rather questions? All right. Would you rather lead a boring life from here forward or no. reborn with all your memories into a baby of the opposite sex?
Number two.
Yeah, it sounds more interesting. I'd rather be a woman.
I would be the biggest lesbian in the history of lesbians. Damn right. If that was the case. Yes. Yep.
A lot of scissor action. I'd be running with scissors.
Exactly.
Would you rather be the head chef on a luxury cruise liner or be the head chef in the White House?
White House.
Why White House?
Because I have a feeling you get to see stuff that, you know.
Do you see the... Do you see the aliens, Ingo?
Maybe.
That's you're your hanging out with the GSPs?
You have your video voice when you talk like that.
You're goddamn right. Yeah. I hear you. I'd probably go luxury cruise liner just so I could see the world.
Yeah, there's
I'm
that.
I'm going to travel everywhere.
I guess. Only if it was like a hedonism cruise liner. Otherwise, what if it's
like a fucking swinger cruise liner? Is that what you're
perfect.
Talking about?
Yeah, perfect.
Like a fuck fest. You're just watching everybody go to town. Mm-hmm. Like, sir, let me serve you some sushi on your lady friend.
Yes. Exactly that is what I'm talking about.
All right. Would you rather have a high salary in a job you hate or have a low salary in a job you love?
Ooh, that is a tough one. I've had both, actually. So I think I gotta go with the low salary in a job I love, because I don't know.
Yeah,
is it enough to get by? That's the question. If that's the case,
well, you keep working at it, eventually it's gonna get to a point where it will be.
I hope so,
because the high salary in a job you hate, where you drive a fucking hour commute there, hour commute home, you're making bank, but you're working so much you don't see your family. You know, I'm fucking working 7 in the morning to 7 at night. And come home, see your family for an hour, eat, work out, fucking regurgitate, do it again. First one in the office, last one out the office. Mm-hmm. Like, where does it get you? Burnt the fuck out of the corporate world.
Yes.
Never going back. Would you rather be a graphic designer or be an architect?
Architect sounds cooler. Buildings and shit, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't want to kill everybody.
Plus they make more money, I think, too.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I'd probably do the graphic designing. Just architect seems like a lot of pressure, because you gotta probably build stuff right or people are gonna die.
I can handle that.
It's on you.
People dying, that is.
I'm fine. That's what I'm all about. I want to build stuff wrong. But, like, why did this building collapse? No reason.
If he dies, he dies.
It's like that roller coaster tycoon game, right?
Yes.
Roller coasters and fucking people up. Yep. Just launching them into the oceans. Mm-hmm. Fuck, marry, kill, celebrity edition, number 106, female wrestlers, number 21. You have Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, and Sasha Banks. All right, here we go. Boom. All right. Becky Lynch.
I like it.
On a beach, a little somewhat redhead. Okay. Charlotte Flair. She looks like a whole lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And Sasha Banks.
Yeah, I'm out on the last one. I'm going to go with it. Yes. I don't know. Something about it. I think I'm going to have to marry the first one and bang the second and kill the last one.
Yeah. I think we're in agreement on this one.
That red hair, though. It's very, very interesting.
Yeah. This one looks like a lot of, she looks like she's going to do things that are illegal in a whole bunch of states, but you don't want to marry that one. No. This one looks semi-wholesome. And she probably does illegal stuff too, but hey, it's all fun.
Yes.
You got any knowledge for the week?
I'm thinking, what did I do this week? I don't know. No, nothing. Sorry.
I got a good one for you. This one's right up your alley.
Uh-oh.
I forgot about it, and I pulled it up, and I was laughing my balls off. So apparently, for a Goop team, smelling Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina was just another day at the office, Ingo. So Goop employees smelled Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina to embody the infamous "This smells like my vagina" candle. I gotta go down to what they were talking about.
I remember that vagina candle. That was amazing.
I'm still trying to get that. It was out of stock forever. It was a $75 candle. It was out of stock forever. For the Goop team, smelling Gwyneth's vagina became just another day's at the office. She's the ultimate embodiment of the brand. That means ensuring its authenticity with the products. So, I don't know. She said,
why didn't they call me for this job? I would totally.
I don't know.
I would do it for free.
That chick likes to party, man.
You don't have to hire me for that. Oof. Oh, just taste testing.
Just smell it all day. Can you go run like a 5K in 100 degrees and possibly eat some asparagus while you're running? And then...
while you're running.
I don't know.
And beet.
Maybe
and drink garlic.
A Bloody Mary or five. And then come over here and let me smell your vagina.
Do Bloody Marys affect that?
I don't know. I'm thinking horseradish, tomato sauce, maybe a little Clamato in there. I don't know what that is, but I don't think it's going to smell pleasant.
Okay.
You got that going on. And then I'll just give you an update on the Avengers game that I got. It's fucking really good. Surprisingly. Yeah, yes. I've already finished it.
Of course you have.
And well, it's kind of short. I think there were 19 missions. My only challenge with the game, I'll go back and say the nice thing is they're telling a different story than any of the movies. So it's 100% new story. They're not using the voices of the actors that were in the movie.
So it's okay.
And they don't look exactly like they do in the movie. So everything's just a hair off, but it's still got the vibe of, like, I could see this is Tony Stark as Iron Man and Robert Downey Jr. It's all right in the same lines, but different story. The only challenge to me is that the story sometimes forces you into a different character that you weren't playing. So one time you're this character, and then now at this part of the story, you're that character. I'm like, but okay. I've never played that character. I don't know how he works.
Okay.
So how can I be the Hulk now when I'm used to being Thor? And I don't know what all his abilities are. So now I'm getting fucked up because I haven't had any training with this character.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So that's makes the only downside. But it can be a button masher, which is kind of fun. But, you know, you have your light attack, your heavy attack, and then you have three, like, other magic whatever attacks, like super powerful attacks that build up. And then you're opening loot boxes, getting gear from, you know, mm-hmm. It's almost like the Warcraft where you have, like, the
oh yeah
greens, blue, purple, and then your legendary shit. And then once you finish the campaign, you keep playing, and there's other missions and shit that keep you entertained. Mm. It's definitely fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a good time.
Yeah, should check it out.
I know you keep trying to get me to. I haven't turned my Xbox on in like 3 months, probably. The last time I think I turned it on was when you came over and we watched the UFC. whenever that was. So, yeah, just hard to, I don't know, yeah. Busy working.
Well, the new one's going to be out, what, in a couple months, potentially? Yeah,
there's still been no firm announcement on when and how much and how to buy it. And it's unusual because in the past, you could pre-order these fuckers like in the spring.
Yeah, so, like, I thought they gave you a good 3 month run
at least
for you could pre-order it. And then the same, like, when is this iPhone 12 allegedly supposed to come out?
Oh no, I'm waiting. I need to get one. My phone is very old. The announcement next week, supposedly something being announced from Apple, but we don't know why yet. September 15th is some kind of conference. So who knows?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna get an 11. My family is rolling sixes right now.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Because that was the last thing with the headphone jack, because I wanted to be able to charge and headphone in. But now my whole family is all these fucking EarPod bullshit. I said, I'm not buying that fucking Apple EarPod shit for you. You can ask grandmas for that. And of course, the grandmas are like, sure, we'll buy that. I'm like, oh my God, because they're so fucking spoiled. So fucking spoiled.
I hear you.
Is what it is.
Spoiled little brats.
It is what it is. I'll leave it at that. Let's shut it down.
All right. This has been this week's edition of Enemy Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.